Welcome to It's Just Wallpaper, a podcast dedicated to providing solutions for seniors and families dealing with life-changing health and living conditions. Your host, Tom Deutsch, is a graduate of Columbia University School of Public Health and Administrative Medicine. Tom brings 43 years of executive experience working for the care and well-being of senior citizens. With credentials and licenses as a nursing home administrator, life insurance agent with a long-term care endorsement, professional guardian, and court-appointed guardian ad litem in over 1,500 cases, Tom brings a lifetime of knowledge to help you and your family make the best decisions you can. And now, from our studio in Coeur d'Alene, Idaho, here is Tom Deutsch.
Over the course of my 43-year career, working in all venues of long-term care, time after time, I witnessed important decisions being made based upon impulse and non-essential factors. Well, welcome to It's Just Wallpaper. Drawing upon the experience and expertise of professionals in their respective fields, my guests and I have covered a myriad of topics impacting seniors. Today, we are going to spend some time discussing medication administration. Many times, entry into the senior healthcare system is a result of errors in medication administration. Perhaps failure to take the prescribed medication can result into a trip to your physician's office, or probably more often, the emergency room. In my research, I've actually found a statistic that 30% of trips to the emergency room for seniors can be tied to some form of medication mismanagement. These trips can often result in triggering premature admission to perhaps a retirement, assisted living, or nursing home to secure further services. Well, you know, at age 72, I'm prescribed 10 different medications. I actually use 7-day pill dispensers to keep track of my own medication. This enables me to keep my medication in one place, and it is sorted by the day of the week. But if the truth be known, now and then I go back and check whether I actually took the medication for the prescribed day. Well, during my career, I became aware of various automated pill dispensing systems that can be brought into your home or perhaps a retirement or assisted living facility. These systems can dispense and keep track of your medications. Certain platforms, which is how I will now refer to them, can also send alerts to let others know if you haven't dispensed what's been prescribed. Well, today from his office in San Diego, California, we are pleased to welcome Joey Neal, a vice president with Hero, a national company that provides these types of platforms to the consumer. Well, welcome, Joey.
Tom, thanks for having me today.
Well, Joey, how long has Hero been providing these types of medication dispensing platforms? And perhaps tell us a little bit about its development and the company.
What sparked the idea for Hero was when the founder's mom, who was a physician, had to go into the hospital unexpected. And when she was released, even as a doctor, she struggled to take her meds and ultimately was readmitted to the hospital. So Cal assembled a team, and it took 3+ years designing and developing a reliable pill pickup mechanism. And from there, the team focused on making Hero as easy to use as possible. We launched in 2018 and have been growing our user base, listening to member feedback, and continually improving the product.
So how can I obtain a membership that will allow for a Hero medication dispensing platform that can be placed perhaps in my home, or perhaps I might have somebody else interested, or perhaps in a retirement facility?
We sell direct to our members through our website, herohealth.com. You can learn more about the membership offering, watch videos about how it works, and see the impact it has had with our user testimonials. And if you join Hero, we offer a 30-day risk-free trial.
Well, how many medications can your platform hold?
The Hero pill dispenser holds 10 medication cartridges that fit any pill, shape, or size. Depending on the size of the pill, it can hold up to 90-day supply of each medication. In addition, using the Hero app, you can schedule any medication you want to be reminded of outside of Hero itself, such as insulin or refrigerated medication.
Can the Hero dispenser actually dispense multiple times during the day?
That's the best part about Hero. It's extremely flexible and automatically sorts your meds for you. You can set recurring schedules every day or select days of the week with individual dosage per med. Plus, you can store any ad hoc medication or vitamins you take and dispense them at any time. We have also put in some user configurable options to limit the amount of dosage that can be taken each day. And when a member takes a medication outside of their normal regimen, we can let a caregiver know that it happened so they can keep them on track.
Well, does Hero have the ability to send an alert perhaps to me or to the consumer to take my medication or take the medication?
Sure. It works in a couple ways, Tom. In the home, Hero chimes and it lights, and the light blinks as it's time to take your medication. As a member, you can set how loud and how often you'd like to be reminded to do so. But if the medication hasn't been taken, you as a member can get a app notification after 15 minutes after the scheduled dosage time if you haven't taken it. You can also set up an SMS or a phone call if you prefer, reminding yourself to take your meds.
So if I don't take the meds, I don't go ahead and react to the messages I'm getting. Is somebody else notified that the dose has been skipped?
Yeah, with a Hero membership, you can have as many helpers or caregivers as you want to help you stay on track. A caregiver can send. With a Hero membership, you can have as many helpers, caregivers as you want to help you stay on track. A caregiver can receive a notification if the member has not taken their medication and quickly call or text to remind them and see how they're doing. Hero will additionally send a notification that tells the caregiver if the member has taken the dose after they contacted them.
Okay. Well, can I view on the actual Hero unit upcoming dosage or review what I've taken?
With the Hero app, the dashboard view provides a glanceable display of your upcoming dosage and schedule for the last 2 days. It provides information such as if you have skipped or missed a regimen, along with timestamps for when it was taken. It will also display any ad hoc medication that was dispensed during the day.
So is there a way, and this may be redundant, that I can review my compliance history and get a statistical analysis of that perhaps I can take to my physician so they can review it?
Absolutely. For each medication, we provide historical logs plus a glanceable monthly graph. In addition to that, we provide graphs and statistics about your overall adherence for your entire regimen.
Well, let's talk about med and schedule management. And let's talk about the history, the changes, and the pill levels.
You can change schedules at any time with the Hero app, from a simple change of time on your morning dose to a request to change by your doctor to remove a medication or a dose from your schedule. The medication detail view provides pill count, expiration date, warnings for running low, drug information, and the ability to take photos or add notes for that specific medication.
So does the platform have to be loaded with certain packaging, as I've read about on some units, or can I simply go to my own pharmacy to pick up my prescriptions or perhaps get it from a service that provides me with a 90-day supply?
Hero works with any medication you provide through your own pharmacy, plus any vitamins or supplements that you want for your schedule. We're agnostic. You just bring whatever you need.
What happens if the doctor changes my medication after I filled the platform? How easy is this to correct?
It's a simple schedule change in the Hero app. You can easily change dosage, say, from 2 down to 1 pretty quickly. But if your doctor asks you to stop taking medication and remove it from your schedule, you can browse to the medication in the Hero app and can tap the remove button. The Hero pill dispenser will guide you to take the medication out of Hero, and it will automatically discard it from any future schedules.
So let's get down to nuts and bolts. What does this platform cost me on a monthly basis?
Tom, it comes down to about $1 a day. When you sign up for a Hero membership, we have a $99 initiation fee and charge you $29.99 per month with a 12-month commitment.
And let's say I'm living at home and then I decide to move to a retirement center or perhaps even assisted living. Is this transferable? Can I simply take it with me?
Definitely. I wanted to actually remind a couple different ways that Hero works and is flexible for your life. We have three different ways you can take medication out for traveling. The first is future dose. So if you know you're going out to lunch with a friend and you need to take your dose with you, we can remind you while you're out at lunch with your friend. The second feature is called vacation mode, where you can take a medication out and get reminders when you're on a longer trip, such as a week-long cruise vacation. And the third feature, what you're alluding to, is when you need to transport Hero to another location, Hero can walk you through removing your meds, so you can take Hero to the new location, and once you arrive, it can walk you through the process to reload your medication and resume your normal schedule.
So one of the things that we're all becoming aware of is the increased cost of care, and many assisted living facilities charge a very costly fee for medication administration. So I should be able to bring this unit with me, which would more than offset the cost, the additional cost that the assisted living would charge for med administration. Am I thinking correct?
Yeah, that's a great question, Tom. I mean, medication management in assisted living facilities can get quite expensive. Some facilities charge up to $700 a month to manage your meds. The only requirement that we have is that you can connect to Wi-Fi, so it could be in your home or in the assisted living facility. But on the flip side of that topic, we're seeing a lot of moms and dads out there that want to stay at home longer, and Hero provides the peace of mind for their loved ones that they're staying on track with their medication at home. It prolongs the need to go to the assisted living setting and, frankly, not have to be monitored and be bothered to know if they are actually taking their meds on time.
Deviating a little bit from our script, let's talk about the actual setup of the Hero unit. You know, I'm a senior, I'm challenged. I normally defer everything to my wife when it comes to setup. And so Hero comes in a box, it comes with instructions. Can you talk us through how somebody that's a little bit challenged like myself would deal with this and the support your company offers?
Sure. We've spent a significant amount of effort to try to make Hero as easy as possible. To set up, you need a standard Wi-Fi connection and the Hero app. Once you create your account, you can search for your medication using our autocomplete search engine, and we guide you through the scheduling process. Hero will then walk you through adding each medication into their individual cartridges. Once set up, Hero will do the rest. If you have any questions via setup or during the membership, we have 24/7 support via phone, chat, or email.
Okay, so there are people out there that can answer my questions or answer questions of someone that's trying to assist.
Absolutely. And as you mentioned, we've got a quick start guide. We have a full instruction manual that you can download. But more than anything, that one-to-one connection with our customer support team can help you out of a jam.
Just another thing that came to mind, I'm going to a new physician, and she's actually has prescribed meds once in a while that even the pharmacy's been challenged in getting. Suppose I run into a med that is not in the memory of the Hero unit. Is there a way to add that?
Yeah, absolutely. You can create your own medication names, but we try to get you guys to put in the official names. We actually have one of the best drug databases that is used today that allows you to enter that information into the schedule.
So where can, and we've covered this a little bit earlier, but where can our listeners get additional information about Hero?
So your listeners can head over to herohealth.com to learn more. And during the sign-up process, they can also use the code wallpaper50, and they will get $50 off the initiation fee, and they can try Hero risk-free for 30 days.
Oh, that's a great option. And of course, we'll be posting your contact information on our website. Is there anything else you'd like to share with our listeners about Hero?
Sure. First off, I wanted to thank you for reaching out to find out more and talk to your listeners today. We are seeing a tremendous response to the product from our members. Our goal is to keep our members healthy and living their best life. We're overwhelmed by the impact we have heard from the members and how Hero eases into their lives and takes the stress away of knowing if they took their meds and they mount on time. Plus, the time savings that they have by not having to sort their meds every week. It was really a pleasure speaking with you, Tom.
Well, thank you so much for being with us today. When starting this production, I called Joe from F1 for help to fix my computer. Joe was reliable and was kind enough to make a COVID-friendly house call.
Yeah, I've been using Joe for all of my computer needs since moving to Coeur d'Alene, and I've referred dozens of friends and clients.
I know, and I was one of them.
That's right. No matter if you need a new computer or to fix your old computer, Joe from F1 for Help is the guy.
Plus, by reaching out to support this program, he is showing his heart for seniors.
That is the truth. Now that I think of it, most all of my friends are seniors. To keep your computer safe from viruses and hackers, give Joe a call at 208-687-0183.
And please support the companies that help support this program.
Thank you for tuning in to It's Just Wallpaper. Please share this episode with your friends and help us reach more seniors needing help with health critical decisions. Visit itsjustwallpaper.com to catch up on past episodes or find us on Facebook at It's Just Wallpaper to ask a question.